At the gates of an events venue in Houston, Texas, flowers and candles have been placed as a memorial for several people who died on Friday night. They were among the 50,000 who attended the Astroworld Festival, a music concert at NRG Park that was organized and headlined by rapper Travis Scott. Numerous lawsuits have been filed against him, the concert's promoter and entertainment company, and rapper and singer Drake, who is also performing at Astroworld. The Houston Police Department says its criminal investigation will likely take weeks, if not longer, to determine who's at fault. But here's what we know. As Travis Scott was getting ready to go on shortly after 9 o'clock, thousands of people rushed toward the stage. Those who were already near the front were trapped with nowhere to go, and as Scott started his performance, the situation got worse. Some people were crushed against each other and the stage, or trampled by the crowd. Despite a relatively large police presence, people's calls for help couldn't be heard above the music. An ambulance made its way into the crowd to help. Two audience members told CNN that Scott stopped the concert multiple times to point out that people were hurt, but by the time the show was finally called off, hundreds had been injured, more than a dozen were hospitalized, and eight people, ranging in age from 14 to 27 years old, had died. As of Monday, there were at least five others in critical condition. Who knew what, when, and who's responsible are questions authorities are trying to figure out. In 2019, three people were trampled and hospitalized at this same festival, but an operations plan for Astroworld didn't include a specific strategy for dealing with a surge of concertgoers.
It was so tragic, many of them describing that they were packed in there like sardines, that it was very difficult to breathe, and that now they're so traumatized by what happened. Some of them saying they're never going to a Travis Scott concert again. Take a listen.
I've never been in such chaos, like so unorganized, and just so many people like slamming into me.
And you could feel like everybody pushing up behind you, like you couldn't move your arms, you couldn't breathe, like you couldn't see anything. It was like you were seeing the back of like really tall people's heads. So like when everybody was moving, like, there was like 15, like 20 minutes where like we weren't in control of our bodies.
Now all this, as new questions are surfacing about Houston officials being concerned before this concert turned deadly, the New York Times reporting that the Houston police chief went to Travis Scott's trailer before he performed because he was concerned about the energy in the crowd.